Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Well, here it is again, men. Command Performance, assembled, shined up, slicked down, and sent your way by Armed Forces Radio Service, Los Angeles, USA. Our mistress of ceremonies tonight is a girl you've all seen and admired on the screen many, many times. In fact, in her roles opposite William Powell in the famous Thin Man series, she represents the average man's idea of the perfect wife. And here she is, the lovely screen star, Myrna Loy.
Thanks, Ken. And hello, gang. This week, all we had to do was to read your mail, and we knew immediately what our first act would be. It seems that more than 500 of you want to hear Connie Haynes sing. So, without further ado, here she is, Connie Haynes.
Thank you, and thanks to all you fellas who wrote those swell letters, especially for Alec Molina and the boys at Navy 3237, Sergeant Joe Hoover and Corporal Harry Ryan in the Marines, Sergeant Charlie Davis at APO 952, Corporal Ralph Maves with a fighter squadron at APO 726, and the men aboard the USS Nevada. So, for them, I'd like to sing It's the Lovely.
Go right ahead, Connie.
Night is young, skies are clear, and if you wanna go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, 'cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low. Let your elbows, oh, please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I hear you just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's the limit, it's the loop, it's the lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance when you hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low. Let yourself go, go, please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's the lemon, it's delicious, it's the lovely.
That was lovely, Connie. Well, I hope all of you will excuse me if I appear a little nervous tonight. I'm so used to having the capable support of William Powell, but unfortunately he wasn't in Hollywood this week. They promised me, though, that I'd have the help of some other suave, sophisticated gentleman, and I'm wondering who that could be.
Say no more, m'lady. Your dream boat has just docked.
Jimmy Durante. This is a pleasant surprise, Jimmy. I hardly expected you.
And pray tell why not? When I heard you were here, I rushed right over so you wouldn't get lonesome for some high society.
Oh, are you a member of the upper crust?
Upper crust? You should see me in a bathing suit. I'm scalloped on the edges. You know, Nelson Eddy ain't the only guy with shortening bread.
That's wonderful, Jimmy. But somehow I never thought of you as a man of the world.
Au contraire, madame. Toujours l'amour, toujours petite, la petite, la maman. By the way, Miss Loy, parlez-vous français?
No.
Too bad. I thought you might tell me what I said.
Jimmy, I just can't believe you're a social lion.
And why not? Why hardly a society functionates without Durante.
Really? Tell me, Jimmy, were you at Lady Mendel's tea dance?
Certainly, but it was kind of tough waltzing with that little bag in my hand.
Oh, you know something? It's not so bad if you wring it out. Jimmy, it was very nice of you to come over here. But are you presuming to take William Powell's place?
Of a certainty. What's Powell got anyway but a mustache under his nose? I could have a mustache under my nose, but it won't grow in the shade.
Oh, Jimmy, you have to admit that Bill has more than a mustache.
Well, yes, if you want to count that wire-haired terrier. Why, I got a dog that's twice as turbid as Esther.
Is that so?
Yeah, my dog is such a snob, he goes around with his nose in the air. In fact, when I take him for a walk, he only sniffs the top part of the tree.
Well, you can say what you want to, Jimmy, but William Powell is my idea of the perfect husband.
Perfect husband? I've seen you two in pictures, and what does he do? He spends all his time running out after crooks.
Well?
Marry me and you got a crook right in the house.
All that may be true, Jimmy, but you still haven't touched on Mr. Powell's appeal to women. When it comes to lovemaking, he's really without an equal.
Evidently, this girl hasn't heard of Errol Durante.
Errol Durante?
Yes, the Casanova of the Lockheed parking lot. Miss Loy, you should let me take you in my arms and crush it to my bosom. And I hope that's the place where they're crushing girls this season.
Well, it sounds very tempting, Jimmy. But I'm afraid I'll have to say no.
Then perhaps you have a friend of the same sex, if you don't mind.
Now that you mention it, I think I can get somebody.
Very well. Till later, then I'll say au revoir, if you'll pardon my gloves.
Jimmy, you're not wearing gloves.
How do you like that? I'll bet that butler forgot to put my socks on, too.
Well, fellows, our next guest is a favorite with all of you, a young baritone whose records are always high up on the jukebox list, Dick Haynes.
Thanks very much, Miss Loy.
Dick, before you sing, I want to congratulate you on your fine performance in your latest picture, Diamond Horseshoe.
Oh, thanks again, Miss Loy. It was a lot of fun playing opposite Betty Grable, you know.
Yeah, I noticed you in those love scenes. Tell me, Dick, how did you do with Betty?
Well, I don't want to brag, but I kissed her once and she burst out into a song.
What did she sing?
I'm Just Wild About Harry.
Dick, I'm very glad of this chance to meet you. I've always wanted to find out about this crooning business. Is there much rivalry between you and Sinatra?
Well, no. We appeal into two different groups.
What do you mean?
Well, Sinatra's crowd reads Esquire. My crowd explains it to them.
Dick, I know everybody is as anxious as I am to hear you sing.
Well, thanks a lot, Myrna. And here's one that seems to go over pretty well, and it's called Laura.
Laura is the face in the misty light. Footsteps that you hear down the hall. The laugh that floats on a summer night that you can never quite recall. On the train that is passing through, those eyes how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to me. That was love, but she's only a dream. A summer night that you can never quite recall. And you see Laura on the train that is passing through. Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was love, but she's only
Dick Haynes. Ken, who's our next guest?
Well, Myrna Command Performance would like to reply to all the requests that have come in for more and more of this certain young lady, that very talented singing comedian, Cass Daly.
Ah, dear. Well, hello, Myrna. You're looking wonderful.
Cass, you're looking wonderful.
Ah, gee, Myrna, I've never seen you looking prettier.
Well, Cass, I've never seen you looking prettier.
Oh, but Myrna, I mean it. You're simply divine.
Well, you're divine too, Cass.
Ladies and gentlemen, only one half of the previous communique has been confirmed.
Oh, you know, if I hadn't attended charm school and developed all the attributes of a lady, I'd slug you, you...
Oh, don't mind him, Cass. After all, this is the first time we've seen each other since our old school days.
Ah, yes, Myrna, those old school days, gee. Remember the time we walked down the campus in sweaters, and when you walked by in your sweater, all the boys whistled?
Yes, and when you walked by in your sweater, the fellows would say, oh, boy.
Yeah, I guess that's because I looked like one.
Sure, we're a couple of crazy kids.
Yeah.
Remember how I used to eat 3 chocolate sodas a day? Certainly was silly.
Yeah. Remember how I used to chase all the boys? I certainly was silly.
What do you do now?
Oh, I chase old men. They can't run.
Say, I'm glad you mentioned that, Cass.
Yeah?
Would you like to meet a nice, eligible young man?
Well, I beg your pardon?
I said, would you like to meet a nice, eligible young man?
Give this dame 20 silver dollars! Why, Myrna, of course I'd like an introduction to a man. You know, I live so far out that I don't get a chance to meet many men.
No men at all?
Well, a few. Every 3 months a traveling salesman stops by. But you know what they are. Bunch of fresh guys, wise guys.
Oh, they get fresh?
Yeah, finally.
To meet this young man, I'll bring him out tonight.
Oh, swell, Myrna. But, gee, I hope my father likes him.
What's your father got to do with it?
Well, he only likes me to meet important people, see? A few years ago, he got Bing Crosby interested in me.
Bing Crosby?
Yeah.
Did anything happen?
No, he bought a chestnut gelding and said...
You know, Cass...
What?
A good way to meet men is through a debutante party.
Yeah?
Why don't you have your father announce that you're coming out?
Oh, but he did announce that I was coming out.
Really?
Yeah. It was the first time I ever saw civilians digging foxholes.
Well, it's all set then.
Yeah.
I'll bring Jimmy over tonight. But as long as you're here, Cass, how about singing one of your famous songs for the boys?
Okay, Myrna, and here's one I hope the boys will like.
I was alone on a shelf in a world by myself. Oh, where could my Prince Charming be? But a man came along, made my life like a song, and taught me these words of ecstasy. So tenderly, I want some hugging and some squeezing and some mugging and some teasing and some stuff like that there. I want some petting and some mooning and some happy honeymooning and some stuff like that there. I used to think that love was just a lot of rubbish, a mess of cabbage, and cabbage. But now my attitude is holy lovey-dovey, and brother, you've done it. I want some kissing and some hoping and some missing and some moping and some stuff like that there. I want some leaping and some chasing and some weeping and some pacing and some stuff like that there. And when I get a certain feeling, I confess it. There's really only one expression to express it. I want you to hug me and squeeze me and love me and tease me and stuff, stuff, stuff like that there. Stuff like that there. Stuff like that there. I used to call into a shell, neat as a button, but wound up with nothing. But when a fella really fell, and brother, you toot it. I want some shoes and rice and paradise and sugar and spice and everything nice and done, done, done. Stuff like that there. I want some foodly and done, a foodly and done. Yeah. Stuff like that there. And when I get a certain feeling, I confess it. There's really only one expression to express it. I want some hugging. I want some squeezing. I want to sing, dance, play, laugh.
Thank you, Cass. We'll see you later. Now, men, I'd like to take this time to thank you for writing to us and telling us what you want. Keep your requests coming in to Armed Forces Radio Service, Los Angeles, USA, and we'll do the rest.
May I presume to interrupt you, Miss Loy, if I'm not too presumptuous?
Jimmy, you're back again, and you look positively radiant.
Well, I should be. After you told me you might have a girlfriend for me, I went to my favorite beautician. I says to him, Pierre, I want the works. So Pierre gave me a shampoo, a tonic, a mud pack, and then he gave me the most smoothing, refreshing, and relaxing massage I ever had. And now I'm ready.
For my girlfriend.
No, tonight I got a date with Pierre.
But Jimmy, I promised my girlfriend I'd bring you over tonight. I'm sure you'd like her, and I'm sure she'll like you.
Very well, I'll go with the girl. I always was a fickle one anyway. Come on, Miss Loy, where does this dame live?
You'll never be able to find it yourself. I'd better go with you.
Miss Loy, we've been walking through the woods for 15 minutes. How much further is it?
Oh, it's not much further. I just wish it wasn't so dark.
Dark? I can't see beyond the end of my nose. Come to think of it, I can't do that in the daytime either.
It's kind of dark and scary here.
Don't worry. I'm here to protect you from danger.
Then why are you pushing me in front of you?
I want you to see the danger I'm protecting you from.
My goodness, it's deserted and lonely. Where there isn't a soul for miles around.
You mean we're in Glendale already?
Jimmy, I hope we're not lost. What was that?
Don't be afraid. That's just Bob Hope with his nose caught in a transom. Oh, I see the house. It's right ahead of us.
Yes, that's it. Come on.
What was that?
Oh, just some frogs croaking.
Well, they don't have to be so dramatic about it.
Well, I'll knock on the door.
Why doesn't somebody answer that telephone?
I think someone is coming to the door.
We're in friendly country. That's a guy with G.I. shoes.
Quiet. The door is opening.
Wish I had on McGee colored shorts.
Why?
Everything around here is scaring the pants off me.
How do you do? My name is Sidney Greenstreet.
Well, I'm Myrna Loy, and this is Jimmy Durante.
Durante, I knew someone who had a profile just like you.
Who is that?
The Maltese Falcon. You'll excuse me if I don't shake hands, but my wrists are very tired. I've been up all night strangling people.
Here's a man of great charm. Well, so long, I just happen to think I need a shave.
But you haven't any hair on your face.
I'll go home and wait.
Mr. Greenstreet, I brought Jimmy over to meet your daughter, Cass.
Oh, yes, my daughter. She's upstairs putting on a strapless evening gown.
You know, I've always wondered what keeps those strapless evening gowns up.
Well, I don't know about other girls, but in her case, it's beetles.
I understand.
You know, Cass is my favorite child. I've loved her ever since the day the vulture left her on the doorstep.
Something tells me this is no place with a guy with high blood pressure.
Oh, no, Mr. Durante, you'll love Cass. She's so ambitious. Even as a child, she always wanted to get ahead. One day, she went out and came back with the most beautiful head you ever saw.
Tell me, where is Cass now?
She's right above us in her room, taking off her shoes. She's not an ordinary girl. I'll call her. Cass! Cass!
Eh, what do you want?
That's what I like, the intellectual type.
Daughter, there's someone here to see you. But it's a man.
Those aspirins are wonderful.
Hello, Cass. Jimmy, I want you to meet Cass, my girlfriend, and be nice to her. She's new here.
Where?
Oh, Daddy, I like him. Can he be my new pinup boy? Can he, huh? Can he, huh? Can he, huh? Can he?
Yes, but be careful where you put the spikes in.
Oh, my dream man. Let's go over and sit on the sofa, huh?
Is it a horsehair sofa?
Oh, better than that. We got the whole horse. Yes, sir. Oh, darling, you know, I can just see it all. We'll be married and settle down. And after a while, we'll have a little one. Someone who will look, well, half like you and half like me.
Good. I love Cocker Spaniels.
Gee, it isn't romantic enough here. I'll turn out the light. There. Come on, Jimmy. It's dark and nobody can see us. Oh, kiss me quick.
Okay, pucker up. How was it, darling?
Not bad.
Jimmy, let's put the lights on again for a second. Did you know the request came in this week for you to sing a song?
You don't say.
Yes.
Umbriago must have an APO. What did he ask for?
Anything.
Well, when I open my mouth, that's what comes out. I was walking down Park Avenue the other day. I was whistling Janina Ramia. A fellow who was coming in the opposite direction, he bumped right into me. Now, I didn't say nothing. I just kept on going. Don't you think he turned around and said, but don't you look where you're going? Now, I stood aghast, as it wasn't my fault. Then he pushed me off the sidewalk onto the asphalt. So I ups to him, and he ups to me. Say, then I ups to him, and I said it was his fault. He said it was my fault. I said it was his fault. He said, if you don't like it, I'll punch you right in the proboscis. I was so mad I was frothing at the kneecaps. So I ups to him, and he ups to me. But I don't do nothing. I just keeps my attitude, see? Then I said, wait a minute, Mac. You don't look like a lumberjack, but you can't bulldoze me. And with that, to show him who was boss, I put the chip on my shoulder, and I said, knock it off. Knock it off. 5 minutes later, the chip was still there, but the shoulder was gone. So I ups to him, and he ups to me. So I goes my way, and he goes my way. Well, exhausted and fatigued, and tired too, I stopped at a nearby pharmacy for my daily vitamins. I was munching vitamins A, B, C, and D, and was getting down to E, F, G, and H, when I feels a tap on my shoulder and a voice saying, have one on me, partner. Thinking it was the same chump, I whirls around as quick as a flash, I ups to him. When I finds myself face to face with a Westerner, a tough hombre. So I stops up to him and I says, pardon me, stranger. A stone got in my shoe. You needn't start cussing. I haven't done anything to you. Recognizing the drawl in my voice, he asked me where I hails from. And when I said Bar Z Ranch, Phoenix, Tombstone, Arizona, he hits me with his leather boot. Black as my eye, knocks me down, picks me up, knocks me down, picks me up. But I kept smiling through it all. I had a smile. He had his fist in my mouth. So I ups to him, and he ups to me. So I goes my way, and he goes the way of all flesh.
Well, that's it, men. We've scraped the bottom of the barrel for tonight. And this is Myrna Loy speaking for all of us, saying, so long.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.